T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:15 Thursday morning, October 14th. Hard to believe we're approaching the middle of October already, but we are. Day 46 of the Ida recovery. We've not forgotten about y'all that are so desperately fighting to get back to normal. And I mentioned the story yesterday of a lady in Terrebonne Parish that had lived for 6 weeks with her 3 sons in a truck. That's where they were sleeping. Now imagine that being your life. Okay, for 6 weeks. So there are a lot of people still hurting, a lot of charitable things still going on. So if you can get involved with any of them, please do. Warm and humid today, highs of 88, highs of 90 tomorrow. But then on Saturday, it is fall. Y'all, breezy, cooler, highs of 74, same for Sunday. And we won't see 80 again until next Wednesday. To Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, we go. I think that's where David Schultz is, professor of political science at Hamline University, where it's 48 degrees and cloudy. Is that where you are, David?
I'm St. Paul, Minnesota, which is about 10 miles from there, but it is 48 degrees and only going to about 58 today.
You lucky son of a gun. Of course, I won't be saying that in January, probably.
That's right.
Let's talk about these packages that the Democrats have put forward. I don't know how much each has changed, but we have a rebuild package, right? And then we have explain it to us, if you will. What are the Democrats looking to pass? What does Joe Biden want to pass, ideally?
There's still 3 different things that are out there. They did a temporary extension of the debt ceiling. They still have to do something as a longer-term fix. There's still the approximately $1.1 trillion infrastructure bill, basically roads, bridges, highways, and so forth. And then what was originally proposed was a $3.5 trillion larger package that would include things ranging anywhere from, let us say, child care subsidies or money for education, environmental issues, and so forth like that. So we're still talking about 3 things, but if we just even just narrow it, infrastructure, and let's call it, you know, the all-purpose, you know, social spending bill. There's been a pushback on the $3.5 trillion one from the more moderates, such as Joe Manchin and so forth. And so now Biden and the Democrats are negotiating in terms of, okay, how much can the moderate Democrats live with? And with that, what are they going to cut from it? On the other hand, the progressives are very upset and they don't want to give on that. So that's sort of where we are right now, is in the middle of how much and what in that bigger bill, especially.
So in terms of the $1.1 billion infrastructure,
Trillion,
not billion. What am I talking about? Like $1 billion, a lot of money? Come on, you kidding me? $1.1 trillion infrastructure bill. Are the Republicans on board with that, or do they have beef with it?
That one actually cleared the Senate with bipartisan support, which nothing happens with bipartisan support anymore. So they're actually on board. Where the fight is with that bill is with the Democrats in the House, again, the progressive Democrats, because what they're saying is that they're not willing to vote to support the $1.1 trillion infrastructure bill unless there's a vote first on the larger $3.5 trillion one, because what they're afraid of is that if they vote on the smaller one, then they won't get a buy-in from the, you know, from the moderates on the larger one. So right now, the fight really is what? It's sort of Democrat versus Republican, but the real fight right now is what? Democrats versus Democrats. They can't sort of, what, I don't know, you know, you know, march in a straight line at this point, you know, and agree on anything. And what's really happened here is usually you think this is a recipe with everybody disagreeing on amounts and what should be in it, and people worried about the fact that, well, this is their only chance to pass anything. This is usually what the point where you compromise. Instead, everybody seems to be playing, you know, like winner take all, or going for the Hail Mary pass and saying, if I don't get this, I'm willing to go home.
You know, and it's interesting because there are two sides of the rope, right, where you got Democrats and you got Republicans, but then the rope on either side gets frayed into, hang on now, the first thing I want to do here is get reelected. So we'll dig down into that when we come back. And the other thing I want to talk about is that with these midterms and the ricochet effect and the fact that the House is probably going to switch to Republicans, because it usually does the other party after a presidential election, the Democrats have to know the reality of this. So they have to look at it, I guess, as do we jam it down the throats of the people while we can, or through the legislative process while we can, or not? And we'll talk more when we come back. If you have any questions or comments, text them in to 504-260-1870. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL at 620. We're talking to David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, about the early outlook for the midterms and what's going on with spending in Washington. Let's pause for traffic now on WWL. 624, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Thursday morning, October 14th, day 46 of the Ida recovery. We are talking to our friend, Professor David Schultz, political science instructor at Hamline University, about what's going on in Washington, where you would think the situation would be ripe for compromise, but not so fast, my friend, as Lee Corso says on ESPN Game Day. So the Democrats have to know that the House is going to flip, or with all likelihood, the House is going to flip with the midterms, right, David?
Absolutely correct. With the exception of 2002, which was right after 9/11, generally the president's party always loses seats in a midterm election. This case, it would be, if all that's the same, they're going to lose the House. I'd say the chances of the Democrats holding on to it are somewhere between slim and none. So you're absolutely right.
And that's not campaigning. That's just telling you the historical, for people that are listening, the historical probability of it and what history shows. So along those lines, all elections are local when it comes to the real progressive part, the AOCs and that group. They have to hold out, because if they don't hold out, then they risk losing their seat, because the people that elected them want everything in that $3.5 trillion package, right?
Sort of, yes. And the reason why I say sort of is one of the things that's interesting about American politics, 40 or so years ago, let's say almost 50 years ago, of the 435 seats in the House, about 120 were swing, one-third. And the swing were important because they could flip in any election, Democrat or Republican. Those were the seats of drivers of political compromise. Now the estimates are that the number of swing seats are between what? No more than maybe 30 and 50. And why that's important is that the AOCs and the vast majority is like something like what? Like it's going to be somewhere like around 80 to 90% of the seats are certain Democrats, certain Republicans. They don't have to worry. And in fact, if they give in, they're likely to be challenged from further from the right in the Republican or further from the left. What I'm phrasing it here is to say is that for the AOCs and all the others of the world, on both sides, by the way, it's equally both sides, they have no incentive to compromise, because if they do, their own voters may hold it against them. So we've got this perversity now, again, where it's, as we said a couple times, that from an institutional perspective, from a collective perspective, it makes sense if everybody compromises, even within the Democratic Party, but it's not in your individual interest to compromise.
And that's what's going to drive the engine, it seems like, because AOC, for example, first off, I think she's gotten a disproportionate amount of attention for her position in Congress. Would you agree with that or not?
For somebody who's, a second-term member of Congress, way disproportionate.
But that being said, she's got an ideological platform or reason to motive to stand her ground, dig her heels in. She's also got a pragmatic reason to dig her heels in, because that's the way she gets reelected. And let's face it, you can look at it cynically and say their number one goal is to get reelected because they love power, or you can say you can't accomplish anything if you're not in office. But with all that being said, the likelihood of some kind of compromise happening, it doesn't sound very likely at all unless Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, is willing to separate this $1.1 trillion infrastructure bill from the $3.5 trillion social spending bill. But I don't see her doing that, do you? Because, again, it goes back to her facing reelection.
Well, she's not going to run again. She has said this is her swan song. Now, maybe she changes her mind, but it's her swan song. But the problem that she faces is that because it's her swan song, she's got declining, let's say, influence over the Democrats. And two, again, what's happening here is that she wants to do that. She actually does want to separate them. But again, she's being told then by the progressives, if you do that, we're not going to support it because you promised us that that you were going to vote on the larger bill first. And so she's kind of stuck there because her margin is, what, maybe 5 or 6 votes in the House to get anything done. So she's working with infinitesimally small numbers. I mean, sports analogy, her bench strength is not deep at this point to do very much of anything.
So looking into that, Schultz crystal ball, it's been carefully handed down from generation to generation. I know you took it off the shelf earlier and you opened it up. It's encased in velvet, and now you've polished it up and you're looking into it. What do you see, David? How does the story end?
It should end with them reaching a compromise, but I have a gut intuition they're not going to be able to pull it off. But I'm still going to go with my first choice. They're going to figure out something at the last minute.
All right, so apparently the crystal ball a little bit hazy.
It is, no question about it.
You might want to take it to the shop, have it tuned up. It's been a while. Thank you, sure. David.
Talk to you later.
Appreciate your time. David Schultz, professor of political science at Hamline University, and I got to go with his second option. I don't think anything's going to happen at all. Ain't nobody compromising for nothing because they're looking at the midterms. Mike Strain joins us when we come back. Time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.